It's really about educating yourself, educating your family and your loved ones, and making sure that you know the wishes of those around you.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. Advanced care planning is the collection of legal, financial, or medical documents to carry out your intentions in case you experience a serious or life-limiting condition and cannot otherwise communicate your wishes. I'm with Carolyn Yoakum, a healthcare director at GAO, and she led a report looking into what Americans face when it comes to this advanced care planning. Thank you for joining me, Carolyn.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So did you find any challenges for people planning for these circumstances?
We found a lot of challenges. These are difficult conversations. You need to have them not just with yourself, but with your family and your loved ones, but also with your physicians. And they're difficult conversations for physicians as well. Initiating the conversation, being respectful of people's beliefs and values is another piece of this that is very important.
So what goes into advanced care planning?
Well, it depends. If you have a serious illness, then you are really thinking about what is called a physician order for life-sustaining treatment. What kind of steps do I want my medical team and my doctors to take in the event of the end of my life? More broadly, it's thinking beyond that. If something were to happen, what are my choices in terms of how I want to live and how I want to be treated? Orders such as do not resuscitate, for example, are common things that can be in an advanced care planning document.
So does the federal government have an across-the-board guidance or guideline on how to carry out this advanced care planning, or is this left to the states?
It really is left more to the states, and that is one of the complications. We looked at just a small number of states, but, you know, what it showed us was how different the states can be and how they look at these things. One example is emergency treatment. There are states that are working to have an electronic form available so that they can look up and see if someone does have an advanced directive or advanced care planning documentation. For other states, those are not even close to being available. And then if you're out of state, we did identify a complication that could come up where the wishes that you express from the state that you lived in are perfectly within the law, but may not quite be within the law of another state. So then if you have an accident or an injury or a serious event outside of your own state, it can be difficult for that neighboring state to know for sure how to honor your wishes.
So it sounds like Americans can expect some differences in advanced care planning based on a variety of factors, including what state they live in. So, Carolyn, what can be done with what your report found?
I think at the individual level, it's really about educating yourself, educating your family and your loved ones, and making sure that you know the wishes of those around you. Having those difficult conversations first within your own circle of family, however defined, is really important. And secondly, getting those written down and making sure that your loved ones know where they are. On the state level, there have been efforts in place to try to encourage the use of documents. One of the states we looked at was Oregon, and they have a procedure by which physician orders for life-sustaining treatment are automatically centralized and gathered so that it's more accessible. Others had efforts like that, but were not able to sustain the funding to maintain them.
Final question, what do you believe is the bottom line of this report?
Well, the bottom line is we are all going to die, and it can be easier on yourself, it can be easier on your family if you take charge of that and make it clear what's important to you at the end.
Carolyn Yoakum is a healthcare director at GAO, and she was talking about her report looking into advanced care planning for Americans. Thank you for your time, Carolyn.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.